I guess this time nobody's gonna miss. Silent desperation on a sweaty mule's back. I thought I found a crossroad, it was a train track.
Machinery. It's a two-wheel thing! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yes.
Today is Monday.
Is it?
It is Monday what?
September 18th,
2017. And we have a full-packed, awesome show for you tonight. First of all, who do we have in the studio?
Let's welcome Leo Benetti.
Leo Benetti.
What's up, baby?
And check out the front of my laptop here. Check out the front of my laptop. What does it say, huh? Twinkle.
And the hub tones.
Oh, and the hub tones.
And by the way, Tony.
My family.
I got the fat size shirt. Thank you very much, Tony.
He's listening.
If you got the fat size, what they give
you? Got the fatter one.
You got the Omar.
you got the Omar. So in case you guys didn't know, Leo actually was the bass player on that last song you heard.
Yes.
Factory by Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers. He actually recorded that CD with them.
Does that mean he's an urban pioneer?
Yes.
He is.
Holy shit.
I am in the realm of former pioneer. Urban pioneer. Oh,
right. That's unbelievable.
But I think I was with them the longest. I was with them for 13 years.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. That's an awesome band.
Thank you.
Great CD, man.
Yeah, the CD is amazing. Yeah. You got to check it out, man. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, also, what do we have tonight? Calling in at 8:30.
8:30, our special calling guest.
My favorite comedian.
Your favorite. At all of us, especially here in New York and in Long Island.
Yes.
Jackie the Joke Man Martlin is going to be calling in at 8:30, which is like 15 minutes from now.
Yep.
He's going to be talking about his new book that he wrote, Bow to Stern, which is going to be out in October, and you can pre-order by clicking the link at the top of our feed here, or you go to jokeland.com, and it has a forward in it from Artie Lang himself.
That's awesome.
And we have questions from you guys.
From you guys.
Right. Actually, here to ask them.
You know what I'm really excited about? I'm excited like maybe 10, 15 years from now when Margaret writes her book, Bow to Johnny. I cannot wait. Right? And Rod's going to forward it. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm just going to forward it to like everyone.
that's going to be great. I can't wait for that.
Bow to Johnny.
Bow to Johnny. So anyway.
The only way she's going to bow to you is if you got a rack of ribs that she's throwing at you.
Exactly.
Or he's got cheese.
What?
Cheese. If he's got cheese,
I like cheese.
If you have cheese.
So we got Rod, we got Margaret, we got Leo, and we got me.
And Dawn.
And Dawn's behind the
camera.
Actually, some fans got to meet Dawn
over the weekend.
Kip met Dawn.
Yeah.
Kip is a great guy.
Oh, my God, what a great guy.
He really is a nice guy. The nicest guy I ever want to meet, besides you, Leo. So. But
one of the nicest guys.
Yeah, he is an awesome dude.
We met some great people. Where was he?
We were at Indian Larry's block party, and that was unbelievable.
That was a good time.
It was a great day. Yeah. What's the matter?
Nothing.
So,
she's having a moment.
No, I'm not having a moment.
Good job again with the
posters.
You told me to put push pins, but I forgot about the
stop
freaking...
Stop breathing, Johnny. Sucking them right off the wall.
You know, so we're good.
I know you are. You're always good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm over here now.
And you were always right. I was going to say he was right.
I was right.
He did suggest I take the push pins and push them in.
Oh, wait. So I guess I wasn't right anymore.
You're not right anymore. Now you're wrong.
No, nobody wants to.
You
got
to forgive my cold. My voice is always sucky, but even tonight it's more sucky.
And why was it? What did you guys do on Saturday?
We went to the Indian Larry's block party, and it was an amazing event. It really was.
It
was great. You know the best part about it? If you have a wristband, you get the free food.
I was going to bring you a little card for Applebee's.
That would have been awesome. Actually, that'll block.
Better if I make you a steak, you're the steak guy.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's the steak guy.
Down the block, they had a barbecue place going. It was nice. It was a great weekend, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was sick as a dog, so I didn't get to enjoy any of it.
Yeah, he was sitting there.
I was miserable this weekend.
I can't do this. I really gotta go home.
Hey, listen. You know what? He was sick, but he still showed up.
That's right.
I drove 7 hours today, and I'm still freaking here, and I can't feel my legs.
What?
I can feel Leo's legs.
Look out.
Hi, Nina.
Dawn, turn off the lights.
Oh, my God.
No, we don't need them. No, but it's good. And then I'm coming here right after that surgery on October 30th, straight here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wait.
It's going to be good.
What surgery?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Uh-huh.
It's all good.
Wait, we got to get the brochure because you can help pick out.
Yeah, I'll pick out the new food.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I'll take one from column A and two from column B.
So Geneva's on.
Geneva. Hello, Geneva.
One good one.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see Geneva next week.
Yeah. Tennessee Bike Fest is coming up.
Tennessee Bike Fest. Go check that out.
TNBikeFest.com. It actually starts on Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up, and ends on Sunday.
Yes.
It's happening, baby.
That's right.
We're very proud of everybody over at TN Bike Fest for putting this together.
Another great band.
She puts on a great show.
Geneva does, yeah.
We opened up for her, like, I don't know, maybe it was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Did you?
Amazing.
Wow, I can imagine.
She rocks.
Another person I can't wait to meet.
She does. Dwayne's awesome, too.
Dwayne.
Great guy.
Yeah. Everybody that's associated with the show is fucking awesome. I haven't met a person I haven't liked yet except for Rod. But anyway, you know.
Don't be nice to Rod.
I thought I was thinking that. I'm sorry.
No, be nice. So why don't you tell everybody about our milestone that happened this past week?
Well, because of all great fans, we hit over 3,000 likes.
3,000 on our Facebook page.
And we have almost 3,500 followers.
You guys
keep it
rock.
Up. You guys rock, man. We want to hit 10, 20,000. Forget about it. We'll be rocking.
It'll happen.
Plus, you know, there's also a new page associated with the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
A new group.
A new group, I'm sorry, yes. Called Live to Ride, Ride to Live. Okay, and that page, did you get in that group yet? I got to get you into that group.
Yeah.
You mean that? Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually, in 4 days, we got almost 1,300 people
members.
In the group. Nice. Yeah, members.
That's
members,
beautiful.
Fellow bikers and riders, people that... live the lifestyle.
But the page, my idea of the page is for all the bikers out there and all the groups that we deal with, for other people to learn about groups they never heard of maybe, and join this group, join that group, and all, you know, be a community, man. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what we all are.
It should be. Really
we want to be like essential, you know what I'm saying?
So you're the network server for everything else. Everyone comes to you, and then you go from there.
You kiss my ring and all that shit, you know. bring me a rib, kiss my ring, and you leave. You know what I'm saying? You want to break ribs with me.
I thought you said you weren't going to talk tonight because you had a sore throat.
Yeah, but I got tea.
All right.
Tea fixes.
Can you really
believe
Johnny's going to be quiet for any length of time?
No. I definitely can't.
My people are out there. They need me. My people.
So let's give some shout-outs to people now before we get crazy busy. No, man.
Of course, the great David Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He was very instrumental in resurrecting the group page, Live to Ride, Ride to Live.
Yes.
If it wasn't for David Hayes, that group wouldn't be where it is now.
I started that group 2 years ago. I had 7 members. 7. I never really paid attention to it. And all of a sudden, bang, it's gone.
It's like anything else. It just takes one.
I'm shouting out to James Talley. Hey, Talley. Handsome man.
What's up, James?
No, don't say James. It's Talley. He's so adorable.
Tally.
I love Talley.
I like
He's
Talley,
great.
Too. Talley's a fun guy.
He is.
He seems like a fun guy.
He is a whacker at your service, ma'am.
There you go. another girl is helping us out. All these new names are
Rebecca.
Popping up. Rebecca, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, she's definitely a big help.
Yes. Shout out to Rebecca.
Rebecca and Kelly Jean Doyle, man. Mm-hmm. She's like rocking that page, too. You see if she's doing on that page?
Yes.
Rocking out, man, Kelly. Awesome
Thank you
job.
For adding you. The beautiful text and everything to the stuff that we had. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was great that you did all that.
Oh, man. So, Indian Larry's block party.
Yes, let's get back to that.
It was really, you know, it rained a little bit, right?
No.
No, it was really cloudy all day?
It was just
spotty cloudy, yeah.
Yeah, I was shot the whole day. Yeah,
you know why you think it is raining? Because a couple of people who rode in from Long Island got caught in a heavy rainfall.
Okay.
So in the middle of the island. So that's where you probably caught
the
rain.
Oh, maybe, yeah. But it was, you know, it was really awesome. We really didn't see Bobby too much because she was so busy.
She?
And we saw Alicia.
No, he said Bobby.
Yeah, then he said she.
No, I said she.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it.
I said he was so busy.
No, you said she.
No. Rewind this. Anybody rewind it, please?
I'm glad I heard
I said
that.
Bobby, he was so busy. He was so busy.
Okay, so anyway, Bobby was so busy because he's been doing this.
Nice.
But you know what? The whole day, you know, I was out in our booth. We were selling T-shirts and stuff out there. And I didn't realize, you know, because we walk around every now and then. But you go in Indian Larry's and go out the back door.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was like, wow. All right. The world.
Tell everybody why you were wild when you went into the back door.
They were roasting a pig back there, for one. I got to tell you how sick I was. I didn't eat any of the pig. All right? I was done. I had a hamburger and a hot dog.
Not even the ear.
Excuse me?
I had a hamburger and a hot dog.
A hamburger and a hot dog?
Oh, my wife says two. I had two? See, I was delirious. I had a number.
He definitely wasn't feeling good.
I have no idea.
He's crazy. You're crazy, man.
If you live in the New York area, you know, tri-state area, go check out Indian Larry's Block Party next year. It is really outrageous. The bands were so good, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though they had Judas Priestess there also.
Yeah, man. Judas Priestess is awesome.
Yeah, but they had another band. I wish I would have caught their name. They were instrumental.
The kids at the end, the young guys.
They were instrumental, and they really were almost like a Dream Theater type of the way they were playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But all instrumental, and they were, if you guys are listening, you guys were killer, man. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Really was.
So how about those bikes?
Oh, man. The bikes were just old school,
right?
The way motorcycles should be. Mm-hmm.
My favorite one was the Rust bike.
The Rust bike. You see the Rust bike?
Oh, everybody saw the Rust bike. Everybody wants to know how he got that bike rusty.
I would say he probably put in his pool for a while. I don't
know. No, but it was good.
Hard riding.
And who did you got? You finally got to meet. He already met Kip Kotler near his town, but then you got to meet Kip Kotler.
Yes, I got to meet Kip. Yep.
He's one of our biggest fans, so shout out to Kip.
Kip,
for that.
How are you?
Yep.
And
we met a lot of good people, man.
And his friend Gary was
there. A lot of people came up to us at the booth that had met us at the Big Mountain Run.
Yes.
And we had a lot of people
Jason was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember his last name.
Oh, nice.
There was about six or seven guys when we first set up and everything came walking over to us. It was really cool to see them guys.
Yeah, a lot of the support for that. And then, of course, Mark V was there. He was set up.
Mark V was there.
And he's the photographer and does all the motorcycle shoots for Cycle Source and a few other magazines. So he was there with his display with art. And thanks for letting the guys interview Mark live on the air. I know you don't like being put on the spot like that, but it was cool. It was cool to see you waving. When I had an internet signal, I was trying to see what the heck was going on. So it was nice.
He donated two of his larger pieces for the raffle there. Beautiful.
The auction for Aiden has a posse. Yeah, that's always great. And Elisa, you met Elisa.
We met Elisa.
Yeah.
I met Bobby too, but he was in a big rush. So really.
Yeah.
And you also met Cheryl, if you went to the inked booth, Cheryl and Mike Terwilliger. Mike was wearing, a wife beater and very muscular.
Okay.
Did he do the paint on Nina's bike?
No.
It was somebody else, right?
No. Mike Twilliger did the paint on Jerry's bike.
Right. And he did the paint on my bike.
Your bike.
He, Visual Impact, custom motorcycle airbrushing, did one of the first 9/11 tribute bikes.
Oh, wow.
It looked like an American flag was laying on the motorcycle. Wow. That's how detailed this bike
was. That's awesome. I see something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he is now, with his talent in the art field, works at Indestructible Ink and Patchogue alongside Cheryl, and is now a tattoo artist. And he's the tattoo artist that's tattooing my toe on Tuesday.
Look out.
Where's Indestructible?
Oh, yes, the infamous camel toe.
I was just there. It's right next to Big Bottom Bikes in Oakdale. That's where it is.
Oh, in Oakdale. Okay.
She used to be in Patchogue in my head.
I'm sitting in Patchogue.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
No, the shop used to be in Patchogue. Now it's right next to Big Bottom Bikes in Oakdale.
Very nice.
So if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, rent a husband.
You know what?
Wayne knows what it is.
A really cool thing about Indian Larry's shop is that, you see the whole setting with all the people and all the tents right down the block, the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, what an awesome sight, right?
It's humbling to see that.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Always is humbling to see that.
Oh.
Well, the shop that he's at now, his original shop used to be in Williamsburg.
Right. Okay.
And, it was just, that used to be such a great historic area. And I did a few of the shows with Lex at the, and it's just amazing. It's like the people there were just so cool.
Yeah, good, great people, man. So anyway, what's up, everybody? In a couple of minutes, we're going to have Jackie the Joke Man, Marlon, calling in. He had nothing to do with motorcycles, but you know what? Hey, we'll give you some comedy
you
for a couple minutes, right?
That's one of the questions we're going to ask.
Right?
You never know. He might have done... Jackie's done a lot through the years. Did you know he actually started Governors?
Yes, she told me that.
Okay, but our listeners don't know that, so she's supposed to act like you don't know, you dumb shit.
Oh my God.
He actually started Governors.
Oh, you know what? Did you know he started Governors? He did start Governors. Yes, I knew that.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes. But he started his career in Cinnamon's in Huntington Village.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really wanting him to, like...
I had a pack in my butt.
Dawn, in my bag is a Valium. Could you get it for me, please?
Break the Valium. Get the 12-gauge.
Oh, my God.
Get a fucking shotgun. Oh, my God.
This is what we got to deal with every week, Leo.
Oh, I get it.
Because, you know, she put those signs up really well.
Well, look, at the only one that stayed was Rod's.
There you go.
The night's still very young.
And let's just, I'm going to say right now to everybody, thank you, Leo. Leo brought me some cigars.
Oh,
very cool, man. Way to get it at my heart. You bring me cigars, no ribs for Johnny.
Oh, I got, yeah, right?
I got 5 t-shirts. What'd you get? Oh, cigars.
Cigars.
He said the real gift for me is in the car.
Cigars, cigarettes, cigars,
it's
cigarettes.
In the trunk.
Oh, it's in the trunk.
It's a shotgun.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, it was a great weekend. We had a good time. Anybody want to give us a shout before Jackie gives a call?
Yeah, I just want to make a real quick shout-out to a friend of mine. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mandy.
Happy birthday, Mandy. I would sing for you,
Mandy.
But I can't.
Mandy's a great cook, I must say. She made some good food.
You've been raving about the food for a long time now.
Yeah, she made some good food, man. I got to tell you, I enjoyed that food.
Yeah, it was a great party, the shit show.
Yeah, the shit show. I don't know, I was shit-faced. I don't know.
Yes, you were. Only guy had 26 empties around his chair and still asking for more people to bring him beers.
I was just going to say, is that
anybody who went near the beer cooler, yo, get me a beer. Johnny, you got 6 in your hand. Don't worry about it.
Give me a beer, man. Give me a beer. Give me some food, too. Hey. It was a good time, you know? Anyway, so... Leo.
John, go ahead.
Are you making a call?
No, I'm checking.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Jeez, where do I start?
At the beginning.
I was born. I saw a light.
I was born in Long Beach. No. I actually was. No, I've been a Long Island native since I was born in 1960. I've been here ever since. But then we decided to move to Florida.
Great move, by the way.
And, well, it was a chance. We figured we were going to take a chance.
Right.
You know, this was something. Nina was, I had no idea that she was doing all this research for the area.
Okay.
Which was pretty cool because, you know, we were both scared. We were like, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, nothing might happen at all. We might end up coming back.
Right.
And, what, too far away?
Yes, yeah.
And you need me closer. How's that?
That's much better.
Do you love me?
I made you a little laugh.
It was...
Wow, all the girls just fell off their stools.
I'm glued to
Turn the bass up.
Oh, wow.
I just got some wood on that one.
She did the research in the area, and being a musician, like, you know... You know, I've had my hand in the corporate world and everything, and it's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be... a bass player, a musician, doing my thing. And it's really, up here, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult because there's so much competition.
So much.
There's a lot going on. So again, back to the point, she did the research in the area. And unbeknownst to me, she was friends with Twinkle before I'd even met her or even knew who she was.
Wow.
So she was in contact with her all the time saying, you know, what's the situation down there? How's everything? And finally, one day, she said, okay, it's getting real. It's time to go. So I was like, all right, let's do this, you know. And I said, worst comes to worst, we're going to end up back here. And we go down there, and I meet Twinkle for the first time. And it was a night that she was playing.
Put you on hold for 1 second.
You might have to hold this.
Oh, okay.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we have?
This is your old friend, Jackie Martlin.
Jackie, the Joke Man Martlin, how are you, sir?
I am wonderful. I set my alarm so I'd be right on time because I'm old and forgetful. So here I am. Now what the hell do you want from me?
Thank you for calling in, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You think it's easy to dial a cell phone while you're riding a motorcycle?
No. We know it's not.
I'm gonna pretend I'm on a motorcycle. I didn't even have a bicycle. Are you kidding me?
That's good, though, but you always make us laugh. So,
yes, you do.
Let everybody know. We've been promoting you and your new book, but tell everybody a little bit about it to make them actually really want to buy this book, Bow to Stern.
Well, especially for Long Island people, It's something a little extra special, which is going to cause all kinds of ruckus. I can't wait. But my book is about 30 or 40% about me and you know, coming up in the whatever the ranks. A little bit about college and a little bit about early comedy, and then some travels, and then pretty quickly it delves into the Stern Show. And most of the book is about the Stern Show, and then I, you know, at the end I talk about, you know, quitting alcohol and, you know, it's a nice sad ending, you know.
Yeah, of course.
but it's fun. But the whole first chapter is about the family rumor that I'm related to Theodore Roosevelt. And illegitimately, of course. And I think that if the poop's going to hit the fan, and it's going to be very, very funny. And there's not a syllable in the book that's not true. Everything in there is true.
Oh, man.
You know, people probably argue about, you know, this Howard Stern thing, that, and this version of this. But it's not just my version. It's all the truth. And the stuff about Theodore Roosevelt is... it's funny. You'll get a big kick out of it, I promise you.
Wow, yeah. I can't wait to get my hands on that book.
You can read?
No, I can. As a matter of fact, I think a book would look really nice on our desk right in front of us here.
It's about the only time he's going to look at it.
Well, I wish I had a copy to send you guys, but I don't even have a copy myself yet. I guess I'm not getting them for another couple of weeks or something.
Okay.
I'm like, they're going right down to the wire, you know?
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be released October 23rd, you said, right? That's when it's going to come.
October 24th, I have a book signing on Monday at Bookins in Ridgewood, New Jersey, on Tuesday at Book Review in Huntington, and
nice.
That's the actual day of the release.
All right.
And then Thursday at Barnes & Noble on the Upper East Side, and then on Saturday, I got a real interesting book signing at a place called The Vault at Victor Records. You know, way, millions of years ago, there was Victor Records before they merged with RCA. I always thought RCA Victor was the name of the company, but there was RCA and Victor Records were separate. So the place in Berlin, New Jersey, where I'm doing the signing, is the actual vault with all the old records from before 1920. Can you imagine records before 1920? You know.
No, I can't.
Were they round yet or square?
You know what? I don't know if they're tin discs or what they are. You know, I don't know if I don't even know if there was 78s by that. I don't even know the format.
Oh man!
But
yeah.
What was it?
You know, it's you know. At least they had, by then they had amended the pen, so I'm going to be there signing autographs. You know,
you bring a.
You know, actually, the book is, you know, the book is orderable already. You can get it at JackieTheJokeMan.com, and the Amazon page pops right up. And I'm getting, you know, people are starting to write some crummy things about me and some nice things about the book and then some cheap shots about this. But every time it appears in print, more people buy it because they're interested, you know.
Right.
If people are going to be arguing and screaming about this book, everybody's going to want to read it just so they can weigh in. You know,
right.
You can't really argue your point unless you know, unless you got something to judge it on, you know.
Right.
I always feel bad when people are arguing about a really crappy TV show, and I'm like, I can't get in on it because I didn't see it, you know.
Jackie, can I ask you a quick question? Has Howard, like, recognized what you've done with the book?
I have no idea if he has any idea that I wrote it. I don't have any idea if he's waiting outside my door with a club. I don't know whether he's giving them to everybody for Hanukkah presents. I don't know. I don't care. Who the hell? You know, it's not a harmful, you know, explosive tell-all, because, you know, there is nothing. You know, everything that happened on that show happened on the air.
Right.
You know, it's just my point of view. I'm sure there's a few things that are going to tweak his nuts a little bit, but
that's
always healthy, right? You know?
Yeah, and that's good for sales.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, what's great is so many people listen to that show for so long that just listening, I mean, reading the book, it's going to be like a timeline of everybody's life. Like, when I start talking about the Channel 9 show, people are going to start thinking where they were in 1989, 1990.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the movie, and they remember where they were in 1997. So, it's, you know, and people can just trip off on it, so it'll be fun for people, you know.
Yeah.
Some people don't even know about that aspect either.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
But
Artie Lang did the forward. He's a great guy. He's a good pal, and I did the audio version, You know, it's really weird the way you anticipate something. I thought, what could be a worse thing to do than sit there and read your own stupid book into a microphone? And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. It was so much fun. And then I realized, well, of course you idiot. You're sitting there reading about yourself to yourself. You know, it's an egomaniac's wet dream. And I'm sitting there, I'm not looking forward to it. And all of a sudden, I'm in heaven. I'm like, you know, you guys can leave. I'm going to read it again, you know.
Did you find anything out that you didn't know about?
Huh?
Did you find anything you didn't know about?
Yeah, I kept discovering stuff about myself. You know, the one thing I didn't know is when you read your own book, you have to do it in the nude. Nobody told me that.
Scary
they said,
sight.
We're getting ready to roll. And I said, go ahead. And they said, well, you got to strip first.
Oh, my God.
I felt very weird, you know. So.
Why didn't you ask me to come over when that was happening?
Oh.
My God.
Well, because I was naked, and I was also sitting on a toilet bowl.
Oh, yeah,
it was not a pretty picture.
I don't do that, no.
Jackie, I got to tell you, you are one of my all-time favorite comedians. I got to tell you, right? I stole so many of your jokes over the years, and my wife was like, enough of those jokes. And I love you, man.
You know, I'll tell you, I've had that dial joke forever, you know?
Yes.
I don't know if you know about that, 516-922-WINE.
Yes,
and when
yes.
I started it, way back when we first started comedy on Long Island in 1979, I started the joke line, and all these guys were calling it, and they were going into work, and, you know, entertaining everybody, you know?
Okay.
And I had a couple guys, they told me that... You know, they'd walk in every day, because I change it every damn day.
Yes.
You know? So they'd say, oh, I'd walk in, and I'd tell my secretary a joke, and she'd smile. And then one day, the guy would walk into work and go to tell the secretary the joke, and she finished the joke and said, I found out about the stupid joke line you
brought. I remember being a little kid,
and
me and my friends used to sneak from our parents, because we weren't allowed to call it. And we used to call it, listen to the dirty jokes all the time. That was awesome.
Yeah, we used to call it from behind the pool in Farmingdale High School.
Yeah. Jackie,
you know, there's so many stories about the guy, the actual agent that got me the deal for my book. It's a true story. The guy, Peter Steinberg, he got me my nice Jewish fella, got me a job, got me the book deal. The very first phone call he made in his entire life was the 922-WINE, because
really?
He saw a sticker somewhere, and he's a little kid, so you're 10-year-old kid, you got nobody to call, and
no.
He saw a number, and there's a number to call, so he called, he didn't even understand the jokes, he said it was a riot, you know, and now, here it is 30, 40, 70 years later, and he's working with me, it's so funny.
That is funny, that is
his second
classic.
Phone call was with a 1-800-SEX-PHONE.
Oh, jeez.
That was a sticker underneath.
Jackie.
Oh, my God, so we had some...
38 years of those stupid jokes on the phone, it's still going right now, if you dial 516-922-9463... You'll hear me, and thanks for using your finger and a couple dirty jokes. Want to hear my new joke?
Yes.
Oh, man.
A guy wakes up in a hospital bed, and there's a nurse looking down at him. And she says, you were in a terrible accident. You won't feel anything from the waist down. He says, all right, well, then can I squeeze your boobs?
You are a legend. You are definitely a legend.
All right, so we had a couple of our fans message send us emails and to ask you a couple of questions. It's not crazy.
Okay, I'm going to tell one more thing first. Every day I tweet a joke at 4:20 p.m. International Marijuana Time.
Yes.
And my Twitter is @JackieMartlin. So, you know, tell your fans and your listeners or viewers, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking to. Just tell them to go to @JackieMartling, and every day at 4:20, you magically get a couple jokes. And you can win a motorcycle.
Okay.
Jackie, I have a feeling he's naked.
You know what?
Right
it's
now.
Too long to tell on the radio, but I'm going to email Margaret the greatest motorcycle joke in the world. And
okay.
You guys will get a big kick out of it if you haven't. You probably heard it already, but if you haven't, you'll die.
Well, okay.
I interrupted you, Margaret. Go ahead.
That's all right. Thank you. So we had a question from one of our fans from New Jersey, and they wanted to know if you really have your own island, or is that just a tall tale?
Have my own what?
Island. Somebody asked if you had your own island. Do you have your own island in Bayville? Ooh, I shouldn't have told everybody where you live.
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Of course I have my own island. It's in the middle of my own continent. It's my own New York City. And I speak my own language. And is wrong with them? No, I live in a little town that we call Appalachia by the Sea.
Right. Exactly. Okay. All right. So then,
what he probably means is, I used to have a float.
The float, yeah.
And that was my little island, a little float that we swam out to, and nobody could ever. You know, the greatest thing in the world is when I first got the float and we swam out to the float, and Howard and Robin heard about it. This is the greatest thing, because every time she mentioned it, it was a black joke. Because everybody knows that black people don't like to swim and they don't like the water.
Oh,
and she referred to it as a jetty. Now, anybody that knows anything about anything to do with the water, a jetty is a long pile of rocks going out into the sea to change the body of water. So every time she referred to it as a jetty, not just her, I mean the entire Stern organization, you know, the whole world. If you Google jetty, it comes up Jackie Martling Stern Show, et cetera, et cetera. Is that the greatest?
That's the greatest.
You Google it, it says right, where Jackie Martling.
All right, so another
My
question.
My own island.
So when you were on the Howard Stern Show, somebody asked if you ever saw Robin's tits.
Nah.
Of course. You know what? No. I didn't see, I only saw one of them, but if you've seen one, you've seen them both.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
No. I never saw them, but I just put a bra around my head and figured that was about the same size. She has lovely chest. No, I never did see them. I never did feel them.
Oh, my God.
I did lick them, but she was asleep, so that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
All right, and we had another question. Oh, God, I don't even want to ask this now. All right.
All right, Leo, you ask it.
No, he won't know. No, this one. All right, Leo, in your best Leo voice, somebody actually asked this question.
For $10,000... When was the last time you had a threesome?
I couldn't understand him.
When was the last time you had a threesome, Jackie?
The last time I had a flea shot?
A threesome.
He's not going to answer the question.
A threesome.
Oh, last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, me in both hands.
Ding, 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 ding. You win the $10,000.
You win.
You know, I used to have a lot of threesomes in college, but they weren't really threesomes. That was just with girls that were so fat, it was like being with two women.
Oh, gosh. I'm dying over here. God. I'm dying over here. All right, I don't want to.
Definitely a classic.
All right, so this is a little bit more of a serious.
Listen, it's very dangerous. Threesomes are very dangerous because very often. The other guy is a bad kisser.
I can't.
Listen, I've had my share of threesomes, and I'm not going to talk to you guys about it. How can I possibly bring that up in polite conversation?
You can't. No. You put it in another book.
Who said we're having polite conversation?
Oh, yeah, put it really in another book. But anyway, all right, so this question is a little bit more serious. Someone had asked if you ever had become friends with Don Rickles. Because of the Friars Club thing?
I became friends with Don Rickles at the very end. A good friend of mine, Scott Alswang, is a retired Secret Service guy that had been friends with Don for a couple of decades, and we went to see him at the Music Box in the Borgata and went backstage and actually sat down and talked to him, and he was kind of sad because his son had passed away, and he just was the most delightful guy, him and his manager, and... you know, we had a nice 10 or 15 minute heart-to-heart. He was a delightful guy, so I was really thrilled that, you know, I got to know him, like, for 5 seconds, but I never knew him in his heyday, you know, when he was really cooking with gas. But he was, you know, just a great character, you know.
He's another legend.
So did you ever have anyone in particular that you looked up to? In the comedy world that, gave you incentive and drive to be where you are today?
My one of the best, some of the best stuff in my book is I traveled with Rodney Dangerfield for a couple weeks and wrote a joke for him, and he was my ultimate hero before I even went into comedy. When I was, you know, because I've always been a joke guy my whole life, and in the 70s it was a big event when Rodney was on Carson, and I loved him to death, and then I sent him some jokes, and he bought some jokes from me, and I actually went away with him. So, like, hearing, you know, it's like liking the Yankees and loving Mickey Mantle, and all of a sudden you're hanging out with him. It was, surreal. Yeah. And that's the great chapters in the book. And there was a whole big to-do on the Stern Show where people screamed that I owed him money and everything. So all that stuff gets straightened out, and there's some real good stuff in there about Rod. You know, I'll tell you a story that didn't make it to the book. And I wasn't there, but this is the greatest story in the world. There was a very, very funny guy named John Fox who passed away a couple of years ago. I met him. We did a movie in 1989 called Comedy's Dirtiest Dozen. And it was me and John Fox and Otto and George and Chris Rock, Bill Hicks, Tim Allen. If you look it up, you can get the DVD, Comedy's Dirtiest Dozen. It's just wild, wild, filthy comedy, and everybody's so funny, and everybody got famous out of that movie except me. And it was, but this guy, John Fox, became really close friends with Rodney because they were working on a cartoon called Rover Dangerfield.
No, I'm all.
And they were in Las Vegas, and they're coming down the elevator, and it was just the two of them on the elevator. And then the elevator stopped, and a little tiny Asian woman got on the elevator.
Here we go.
So they're going down. On the way down, Fox said Rodney cut the loudest, smelliest, most disgusting fart he'd ever experienced in his life. And when they got down to the bottom floor, the elevator opened up, and here's a million people waiting to get in the elevator. And as they walked out, Rodney looked down at the little Asian woman and said, "You're really disgusting, you know that?"
Oh, man.
I love your laughter.
I am so speechless.
How great is that?
I know you.
How great is that?
I want to thank you for shutting Johnny up finally.
Oh my God, Johnny can't.
He's at a loss for words right now. He can't even talk. But you're fabulous.
The teacher says, "All right, son, what do you want to do when you grow old?" He says, "When I get older, I want to have a lot of stuff. I want to have a lot of money. I want to have my own plane. I want to get a whore and go around the world having fun." Teacher's like, whoa, okay. She says, "Mary, what do you want to do when you grow up?" She says, "I want to be Johnny's whore."
Oh, your dirty Johnny jokes are the best.
Oh, my God.
those are great.
Oh, my God.
Those are fabulous. Oh, my God. You are absolutely amazing. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, yes.
Out of your busy schedule, because you got two shows coming up, right? You have one coming up September 23rd.
Well, I got this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Yonkers Comedy Club in the Ridge Hill Mall in Yonkers. And then the 30th, I'm at the Suffolk Theater. So all you Long Island people, you better come out. In fact, it's almost sold out already. You know what I'm with? Have you ever seen these commercials for Optimum? Optimum Mover guys?
Yeah.
Well, there's two white guys and a black guy.
Yeah.
One of the guys, not the black guy, but one of the white guys is on the show with me, Joe Bexy.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So I got Joe Bexy and my friend Rich Harkaway, and they're all from Long Island. And it's September 30th at the Suffolk Theater in Riverhead, and it's just going to be a hoot of a show.
We'll make sure we're there.
Tell everybody to come on out. We'll have a great time. All the information is on JoeGlan.com, and you know, this is great. I should do this. I should actually come and sit with you guys because it's a lot more fun in person because it's a lot more kinetic. You know, over the phone is tough. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Anytime. My door is open for you.
It's a little bit.
All right, so I got, here's the great finale, okay?
We're ready.
If you want to get my book, go to JackieTheJokeMan.com. The Amazon page pops up. The audio version is coming out the same day as the regular version. That's October 24th. There's Kindle version, all that stuff. And follow me on Twitter, @JackieMartling. Now, here's a joke. Now, listen to this joke. it's so filthy that I can't do it in my act because it slows people up. I can't have anything in my act that throws people for a loop because I got to keep going and get to the next joke, and I can't have people choking and gagging and scratching their heads.
Oh, God.
So I can't even do this joke in my act, but you could tell a joke on regular radio, and you could tell a joke to a five-year-old.
Okay.
But it's too filthy for my act on stage.
Oh, my God.
So a lady calls the doctor, and she says, "Doc, I got diarrhea. Can I take a bath?" And he says, "If you have enough."
Oh, I don't think I've laughed so hard on this show ever.
I would love to do this again and again. If we sell any books, I'll call you back in 20 minutes.
All right, you got it, Jackie. Right.
Jackie, thanks for the visual.
Right. Margaret, thanks. You know I love you. Thank you,
I
guys,
love you too.
Girls,
thank
everybody.
Thank you, Jackie.
Have a great night.
Thanks,
and
Jackie.
And Margaret.
Yes, dear.
Margaret, send me a street address, and I'll send you guys some filthy CDs and a dirty joke book and all that stuff.
Okay, you got it.
Fantastic.
I will do that for sure.
All right, thanks, gang.
Thank you, Jackie. Bye-bye now.
Keep the diarrhea, though.
Bye-bye.
Holy shit. That was fantastic.
He's a riot.
That was fantastic. That was
amazing.
That's going
to stay in my head for days.
Yeah, he is one funny guy, man.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
He really is.
I can't stop.
So he wrote a few for
Rodney Dangerfield.
Which is another one of his.
I always wonder if this was one of his. My mother-in-law. For years, I would never kiss her face, and now I'm kissing her ass.
Hey, I'll tell you. Right. One of my favorite lines from Rodney was in Easy Money.
Yes.
Nikki, thank God. Oh, was it Nikki? No, it's your fucking mother. Wait, no, I said it wrong. I said, Nikki, thank God. Oh, I forget.
You blew it.
What a way to lead out of Jackie
Leo, I just
Martin.
Want to say that statement that you made, you thought that Jackie might have written it. Now, that was actually a biblical thing that was written many thousands of years ago.
I believe it.
It was great. And I'm very thankful that Jackie called in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what a great guy. And you know what? Maybe he can call in once a month, joke of the day,
joke
whatever.
The
but you guys, you still can dial 516-922-WINE.
That number's still available.
We should call it right now.
Yeah, call it.
Let me call it because I'm on.
Oh, my God.
You're going to call it right now so everybody can hear it.
Yeah, so we're talking about the biblical. I just reminded me of a great joke that I heard from years ago from this little Italian gentleman.
What is it? No.
516-922-WINE,
right?
9463.
Okay,
let's see what it says.
Let's see what the joke of the day is.
A drunk stumbles into a confessional. The priest hears him come in, but then he doesn't hear anything, so the priest bangs on the wall. The drunk says, "Forget it, buddy. There's no paper in this one either."
Oh, my God, that's fucking fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you, I heard his jokes millions and millions of times. I can listen to them over and over and over again.
They're great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, if you ride motorcycles, listen to the show. We got a call coming in. You are on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, I was laughing hysterically. This is Twinkle.
Hey!
Is that Tony laughing in the background? No.
You guys are totally awesome. That guy was hilarious, but I just wanted to say, get back to that story about me, the Leo.
Yeah.
Well, Twinkle, look at the front of my laptop, Twinkle. Do you see it?
Yeah,
I do. I totally see it. I love you guys. I had the goosebumps when you're playing Sanctuary as your opener. I was like, what?
That's such a killer song. Oh, my God.
You guys rock.
All right, so Leo, finish your story.
Okay.
Now that Twinkle's on the line.
Now that I'm being prodded, thank you, Twinkle. Now, actually, I was at the point where we moved down. They finally met Twinkle, and when she was... Don't laugh, Twinkle. She was when she was performing, I was like, I mean, it's literally the hair stood up on my arms and the back of my neck. She was amazing.
Wow.
And she find out, she spoke to Nina, and she knew I was a bass player, and she was like, you know, within a week, she had me in a band.
Wow.
And it's a great, really great community down there. I mean, everybody is really, as far as like musicians and even the people in the community, everybody's like really helpful.
And they're all smart asses. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It really is awesome down there. I would love, you know, in a vice versa kind of thing, have bands from here come down there and have bands from down there come up here.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be so hip. Make like the tunnel of, because, you know, I have a podcast down here. I interview people a lot about the history, you know, of all our musical stuff. And there was this Allman Brothers kind of Sarasota to Macon tunnel. And we could do that with the Long Island and the Sarasota, you know, this whole area, back and forth. We could trade bands and we could host each other because it's so cool. You know, my favorite people are musicians and artists anyway, and it seems to be pretty universal. Tony, turn it down. I can't hear them.
We're not talking. You are.
This is the Florida version of Fat Daddy Rabbit and Maura, just so you know. Tell Tony to stop listening. He's too funny. Play it back. You can play it back,
they said.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, Tony. Wait till it's over. Wait a couple of minutes, and then you can listen to yourself. All right?
I don't know if Tony heard me thank him for the fat size shirt, by the way.
Yeah,
we heard you. That was hilarious. I was cracking up. I love that you guys have the bumper stickers. I want to send you all kinds of stuff. We're working on a calendar. Forget it. Now I'm all inspired.
No, that's good.
Ribs.
That's awesome.
You guys, thank you so much. That really made me feel good. But he was hilarious, and I love your show, and we've shared it on our fan page and on our own personal pages and stuff.
Awesome.
I wanted to say hi to you guys and thank you, and I love you.
I'm waving hi to you.
You look awesome.
We're waving hi to you right now. We're waving.
I'm waving at you. I love you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you, Twinkle. See you soon.
That's fabulous. Yeah, so great, now, man. One of the greatest things about you moving down to Florida is the riding.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Every day, right?
I got to say, you have to be, since like the season is so like short up here, you know,
right.
You have to be really, you have to be cautious down there because you're constantly going out and riding and everything. It's the riding down there is beautiful, but you got to keep your eyes around you just like here.
Yeah.
You know? But in a longer sense, because I mean, basically you'd ride year round down there.
Yeah. You get a little complacent.
Yeah, you start to get a little relaxed, and you go, you got to keep your eyes open.
We have another call. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Hello, you are on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. My voice is shot.
Hey, it's John Fruit calling in.
Oh, what's up, John?
Hey.
The Fruit Master. What's happening?
Hey, I could not even come close to the last guy I had on, so I'm just calling to tell you. Everything was okay in Florida and didn't have to go, and the house didn't get blown away, the garage just blown away, didn't get blown away. But
thank you for the update.
God bless, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank God.
The reason why I'm calling, though, is on Friday at Columbus, Ohio, at the American Motorcycle Association,
okay.
Ed Lojack is going to be getting into the Hall of Fame. And Ed Lojack is the owner of Lojack's Yamaha, where I used to work years ago.
Right.
And Eddie was the 9-time Grand National Cross Country Champion. He was AMA Cross Country Champion, and he was 5-time representative of the United States in the International 6 Days.
Wow.
So he's finally getting, after 25 years later, 30 years later, he's finally getting into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
fabulous.
Where he should have been. And then Donnie Elmer Sr., the owner and founder of FMF Racing, he's also getting inducted to the Hall of Fame on Friday. So that's where I'm heading to. I'm taking off here Thursday night, heading out there Friday, and Chris and them from the Cycle Source are going to be out there somewhere.
Okay.
And then I'll be with them the rest of the weekend, I believe.
That sounds good. If we, you can always, you know, do live video there, by the way, and tag us in it, and we'll share it you're at, if you're allowed.
That'd be great.
I don't know. That would be something I would like to see, and then get a chance to see the AMA Hall of Fame inductees. Never got a chance to do that. Is this your first time going to a ceremony like this because of Ed?
Oh, for a ceremony like this, yes, for that. And I, from what I understand, there's a pile of guys from the Grand National Cross Country Series and Low Jack Yamaha. It's all going to be there. So believe me, if it's anything like the old days, guarantee you people are going to be drinking. There's going to be a fight later at night at the hotel, you know, stuff like that. Somebody get thrown in the swimming pool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the thing about Eddie Lojack was, back in the day, we would go to the races, and I worked on his pit crew with him and his Uncle Joe. I helped him out, too. And we would go to the races, and people would literally see us pull in and say, "Oh, Lojacks are here," and they would leave because they knew there wasn't a chance.
Wow. Right.
And that's how fast Eddie was. I mean, he was the fastest guy. They claimed he was the fastest guy in the world for a long time, and nobody was beating him.
Right. Wow. That's,
and in the off-road world, you know, riding a street bike's one thing, but you know, for the off-road world, I've seen those guys, Eddie and Scott Summers and Plessinger and Mark Hyde and all those guys abuse themselves, and then they would be beat up. And if they were racing the International 6 days, they would be back on that bike the next day racing races again. You know.
That's
gonna
hurt, man.
It's it's tough racing the off road world compared to the street bike stuff. The street bike stuff, you get on your bike and you just go out ride around. Off road,
yeah,
totally different.
I'm sorry.
So I called in to let you know that, you know, if you guys, any of you people that are the off road fans, give Eddie a shout.
Yeah,
let him. Tell him, you know, thank him for riding and making the sport is what they did. I mean, Lojack and Dave Coombs and all them from Racer X, and they made the off-road world in the United States here for everybody. And
that's awesome, yeah.
It was a big accomplishment on everybody, you know.
And that's tough, man. That's a tough thing to do, man, trying to race off-road like that. Yeah. A lot
I
of wipeouts.
Those guys a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
It's dangerous. It's just dangerous and skilled.
Thank you so much for calling the show, bro. Really appreciate
it. Okay, I thought I'd call and check in on you. Did you get my picture going?
I'm getting the pictures. Yeah, thank you for the food. Starving now. Oh, I am starving. Thank you, my man.
I figured.
Mother.
I know. You'll be going to the diner afterwards.
Well, no doubt. Kidding me?
Yeah.
Double cheeseburger, please.
Diet Coke.
Of course.
Johnny Fru, man. Rings. Thank you for calling the Fru Master. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Talk to you guys later.
Have all right,
Johnny.
Good.
All right. Yeah, I'll let you in announce that because my voice
because
is shot.
Your voice is shot.
Yeah,
all
it's, right. an event that's coming. Go ahead.
It's a memorial bike run that's happening October 8th, 2018. Motorcycle Mayhem will be set up there to support in the loving memory of Gene Irazabal, passed away July 31st, 2017. It's the fight against small cell cancer, and the registration starts at 10:30 in the morning at Popeye's Clam Bar on Middle Country Road in Coram, New York. It's the donation, I think it's 30 per bike, 10 per passenger. I'm not
sure. 50 for, it's
50. 50 per bike.
Wait to hear what you get. Yeah.
So kickstands are up at 11:15. When you leave Popeye's, you're going to go to Cedar Beach. The ride is via Harbor Beach Road to Mount Sinai. And then a moment of silence, spreading of Gene's ashes. Whoever's calling in, just hang on 1 second. Ride back to Popeye's. And it doesn't really say here what you get. Where does it say that?
It's actually Shark Fest going on at the same time.
Okay.
So for the $50 plus the $10 for passenger, when you get back to Popeye's, all you can eat, the Shark Fest, and all you can drink. So they're going to be setting it up. And Motorcycle Mayhem Radio will be there, and the Road Captain will be there as well.
And I will be in Maryland.
You will
supporting...
be in Maryland, so me and Rod will be there.
Right.
Oh, by the way, you're working on the way.
So you're going to be there.
That'll work.
You're going to be there.
I will be there.
And I'm going to be supporting Peter Geist, the pro thug.
That's awesome.
At the Harley Nitro Drags at Maryland International Speedway.
That's incredible.
And he's got a battle against the Spider-Man Larry McBride.
Wow.
It's going to be crazy.
I would love to see that live. How fast are you going about? 200 and what?
I never really asked Peter, but I will find out. I will find out, but they can hit speeds over 200 miles an hour.
I
want to
see a motorcycle hamster go by the fest.
I'm bringing
the sticker.
You won't see it. No, it's going on.
So
the
I'm gonna call that caller back.
Yes, we're calling you back, whoever was calling earlier.
And it's going to be Wayne Pinnock time.
Yes, I know.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Hello, who do we got on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio?
What's up, man? I was just trying to find that number. Michael Allman. What's going on, brother?
Oh, Michael Allman himself.
Thank you for taking. Thank you for calling in, Michael.
Thank you for calling
in. Oh, what I do? Okay. When I called in, it said the message said, thank you for calling my company. Sounded like a sex line or something.
It is a sex line, Michael.
Non-sex line.
I mean, I hung up pretty quick.
So what's going on, man?
He's calling to talk to Leo.
Oh, sorry. Leo, so yours.
Mike, what's up, man?
Well, Mike, what's up? Hold on, let me get the volume. I can't hear you guys.
All right, thank you. We'll wait a sec.
All right.
That's better.
Mike, what's going on, man?
Not much. What are you doing?
You see it. You can see it. I'm right here, man.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention. I just happened to turn it on right now, so I'm a little lost.
Well, Leo Benetti, Leo Benetti is in our studio in New York. He flew up from Florida.
Actually, Irma blew me up here.
Blew him up here. Yeah.
Irma blew him. Yeah, I just got back. My power came on today.
How's the area?
It's not near as bad as it could have been, man. It's not. There's some spotty bad places, but man, it dropping from a 4 to a 1 right at landfall saved all of us.
Wow. Oh boy.
Yeah.
That was definitely tough, man. And our hearts were out there for you guys, man.
It was you know, scary, man.
Glad all our fans and friends and people that were messaging us and everybody, our families down there, and everyone in Florida is doing well, and they're still here. So we're very thankful for all of you.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
For that. So, Michael, what's going on with you as far as touring? What's your next gig?
Holy crap, I'm tired.
I know, you sound tired.
I am pooped. I'm at the house finally laying down with the air conditioner on because I came home for 3 days last week, but there was no power. So it was, you know, I might as well have been on the road.
Oh, man.
I'm running left again. I've been away from home for 7 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, you've been
every
so time
busy.
I turn around, he's somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And he's killing it, too, man.
Facebook's filling up with all kinds of stuff, pictures, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Right, wow.
And thank you again for letting us use Mule Name Whiskey.
Yeah.
On the intro.
Yes. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, man.
One of our opening songs for the show now is I love that song.
Great.
Yeah.
I do too, actually. It's one of my. I'm going in the studio at the end of this month, bringing out four new ones.
Oh,
sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, got to working on the new album.
So when can we get you in the studio here hanging out with us?
Well, yeah, where's the studio?
New York.
In New York.
Next time I'm in New York.
That was easy.
Okay, you answered my question. All right.
I mean,
that plane
ticket cost a lot, if you guys want.
We'll actually bring in a show to Florida in October. Maybe you'll be around. That'd be great. So
October, yeah. I've got weekends. Yeah, but it's Monday night, right? I should be home.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm usually home on Mondays. I think I'm just doing weekend work now again for a little while. Thank goodness.
All right, good. Good. We're going to be out there. Like, what's the date we're going to be out there?
October 13th, we're driving out there, but the 15th, I think, will be...
It will be in the Villages.
The Villages, yes. Our moms live in that senior area, and we're going to have...
Where's the Villages? What is that? Where's the Village?
It's where old people go to have multiple sex partners.
You just described that. You just described half of Florida.
Yeah.
Michael, you love the Villages.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
All right, but anyway, so we're gonna interview the Motorcycle Mayhem moms. So his Johnny's mother, my mom, and then we're gonna do golf cart racing.
Golf cart racing. Yes.
So we're gonna run over a bunch of people.
The Villages is about an hour north of you, northeast of you. Central Florida.
Newport Richard, Central Florida?
No. Actually, more by Ocala. By Ocala, next town over from Ocala.
Okay. By Ocala? All right, cool.
Yeah, so.
Right in there.
So we're going to be out there. Maybe we can get, if you're not busy, we can grab you for that night and maybe try to get Mr. Johnny Lang, too, with some, you know, not for nothing.
Cool. Hit me up again. Let me out. I'll look at my schedule, make sure there's nothing planned.
That'd be great.
I think I'm playing. I'm doing Panama City. What is that?
That's going to be the week after.
That's the end of that's the week after. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well. And LA Rays campground right there near all the LA Rays is right in that general vicinity.
Okay. Right. Very good. Awesome. So, hoping that work out for us then. That'd be nice, you know?
That would be nice, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Michael, for calling in. And
Good to see you. Good to see you guys. I'm glad I stumbled on you. I was right here watching Family Guy. Looked at Facebook.
Great show, by the way. I love that show.
That and Bob's Burgers, man. I go crazy. I love
it. Something we didn't know about Michael Allman.
That's right.
Yeah, right. That and Cops. That's about it. Bob Burgers, Family Guy, and I watch Cops a lot.
There you go.
I like the Alaska State Trooper. Those dudes are badass.
Yeah. Michael Allman, everybody, man. Thank you for calling the show.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Sure. And we'll talk to you real soon, man. Thank you.
I apologize for missing last time. I was in the throes of the whole goodness.
All understood. Don't worry about it.
You're
welcome to call anytime you want. So,
we'll talk to you later, brother. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
See you at home, brother.
Wow. Mr. Michael Allman.
Yeah, he's totally wiped out.
He's been
working so hard.
He's
just crazy with his schedule.
Speaking of golf carts, let me tell you something. They got some really pimped out golf carts there, man.
Yes. The Camaros.
I'm telling you.
Mercedes Benz.
It's like, you know. He goes through some of the communities, and all of a sudden you see this, like, pimped-out golf cart with a radio and, like, fog lamps on it.
And the lights going on. I got video of the lights underneath, like, the golf cart.
You see six Escalades, you know you're in a bad neighborhood.
If you got spinners on them, you know.
Yeah.
So hold that thought. I'm going to go to commercial quick, and when we come back, I'm going to call Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation. All right? So we'll be right back.
Don't.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. Have you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day, 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine, Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
That's right. You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. So, we're going to give Mr. Wayne Penix a phone call, because we are talking about October 14th that we're going to be going down to North Carolina. He came up with a good idea today, so we're going to talk about that right now. Hold on. Let me get him up here. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Dial the phone first.
What was that? I'm eating something. Hold on a second. All right.
Greasy fingers.
There we go. Okay, we're going. Shh.
What?
What's up?
What's up, Mr. Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation? What's going on, brother?
What's happening?
Well, good, man. So I just mentioned to everybody about maybe what we're going to possibly do down there when we come down October 14th. You want to share with them what you told me today?
Yeah. So we've got a deal where we're going to be setting up at the Full Throttle Bike Show at Ted's Kickin' Chicken. Nice. They've got a $250 cash prize, and this is what I'm really excited about, $2 beer. That's always a good thing.
There you go. You had me. You had me $2 yep. beer.
And then one of the guys that played at Bike Fest, you know, that thing that you guys were coming to, but right. the little rainstorm scared you off. Yeah. yeah. The Honky Tonk Outlaws will actually be out there playing, so it's going to be a good time.
Excellent. Yep. All right. That sounds great.
Gonna be a lot
if that
fun.
Wasn't enough, after, we're going to do a little bar crawling.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There you go. Now you're talking about speed. All right.
Who's gonna bring their bikes with you?
Well, I'll have mine.
I'll have one.
And Mark will have one.
Okay.
So
we'll just jump on the bikes. We'll probably head over to Baggers, right. Double D's.
Nice.
Second Green, Old Watering Hole. I'll take you to every place that we go on a pretty much regular basis, and we'll just have a blast down here, man.
We're looking forward to it, man. We're looking forward to meeting all the wonderful people that are down there, man. So many great people down there in North Carolina. We love you guys, man.
You know, I don't know if we can get Frank Holland to come in town on October 14th. Frank, if you're listening, see if you can make arrangements. He just started a new job down in South Carolina, so I don't know if he'll be able to make it back.
Okay.
David Holland, Big Al, all the usual suspects will be around. So
the usual suspects. Definitely looking forward to that, man. We're gonna have a good time, man. Really?
Yeah,
are.
I can't wait.
I can't
It'll
wait.
Be a fun day.
It's really gonna be a good time, you know. To get to go to that place, that Ted's Kickin' Chicken sounds so good.
Yeah, they got their own recipe, and the cool thing about it, that, you know, this is not everybody knows the whole deal about how Ted's came about. There was a place called Keating's Chicken years ago here in North Carolina.
Right.
And Ted actually won the recipe to Ted's Kickin' Chicken from the Keating guy in a poker game.
Wow.
And that's how he started his business.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, huh?
That's a very interesting
imagine,
story.
How do you tell your wife that I lost the restaurant?
Carefully?
He had three aces.
Yeah, how do you explain that when you go home to the wife?
Well, you know, similar story. I knew somebody that knew somebody who owned Russo's Bakery in Queens, and he lost it in the card game.
Really?
Yeah, he lost the bakery in the card game. That's bad.
That's bad. That's like bad. Losing a car, you know, when you're drag racing, yeah. You're trading the dune for the pink slips. Back.
That was a great bakery.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
The guy walks in, takes the pastry out of your mouth. Get out. This is mine now.
Well, the story about Gurkha Cigars is that the current owner won the company from a card game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Sounds like I don't need to play poker anytime soon.
Me too.
I'm going to just play those slot machines. That's about it.
That's it. So Wayne, we're looking forward to coming down there October 14th, and we'll be hanging out with you and your friends down there and everybody. And
yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, man. And I should be all better by then, too, because I'm under the weather right now, but I should be better. I bet.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be. Hopefully Mama's toe will be healed by then.
My appointment is tomorrow night. I go live at 7:45 p.m.
So, I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it.
Mike Terwilliger from Indestructible Inc. Okay. And Oakdale is doing it. So
did you go get a pedicure first?
Yeah, I did do that already. Yeah. Of course, I have to do that.
Wow.
That's being thoughtful. Tony Fleshman, my tattoo guy over at Tattoo Therapy, we just had to grab a hold of this big old nasty foot and go to town on it.
Well, guys don't count. Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to get a pedicure.
Maybe I'll get a
pedicure. Wait a minute. Don't put me in that. I love pedicures. Anytime I get a little Chinese woman to rub my feet, I mean, come on.
Oh, yep. That's the best. That's the best. Yes, it is. Maybe I'll get a Motorcycle Mayhem tattoo when I'm down there.
That'd be cool. I'll get it arranged, man. You just let me know, and I'll get up with Tony, and we'll get something worked out for you.
On your toe.
On your toe.
No, on my forearm.
All right. Johnny.
That'd have to be a big-ass foot if you get all that on his toe.
I'll get MM.
MMR.
You don't want that gnarly foot exposed to air?
Dude, I might knock everybody out. I took my shoe off.
Oh,
you get me?
God.
No. All right, Wayne. So listen, man, we can't wait to come down. And anybody listening out there, check out Biker Trash Nation, owned by Mr. Wayne Penix. He does a great job with that, man, and definitely check him out. A
lot of fun.
You guys, I appreciate you more than you know.
Yeah, man.
I'm looking forward to October 14th.
Yeah, that's true, man.
It's coming up soon, man. Say hi to the First Lady from all of us, too.
Yes.
I will.
Thank
you. No problem.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right. See you later. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye
now. That's going to be awesome, an awesome time.
That's right, folks. Tomorrow night live.
Yeah,
45.
I'm going to get a Motorcycle Mayhem tattoo down there.
Down there?
Down there?
I don't want. Whoa. Please don't expose your gnarly foot.
Down there in North Carolina.
Oh. You have to be a little bit more specific.
But do I want to get a tattoo before we go to the bike week? This one's going to be covered up.
No, because then you're going to look like a. No.
Yeah, I'll get it afterwards.
He's always looks like.
Why don't you get. No. Yeah, well, you could do that, but you just got to keep it covered.
Yeah, and that's going to suck. I don't want to go. I don't know.
You're a pansy ass man. I got the whole top of my tattoo done on top of my foot.
Right.
Threw on a pair of cowboy boots, jumped on a plane, and was riding Broncos.
I don't care about that,
Texas.
But you
got to
keep it all covered up, and I want to be out hanging out, man.
He just didn't
you
want to
chime in on this, Lou?
That I just, like, insulted him.
That's I did, I know.
You badass.
I'm badass, yeah. Man. Tattoo on the top of the foot.
It went right through. Did you
cowboy boots on, riding a Bronco in Texas. What the fuck?
In Texas.
I think Johnny's just afraid of the needles.
Yeah, I am. No, nah, man. Okay, wait, look, I got one, two.
Three.
Oops, sorry. Three.
You don't even know where they are.
Is anybody else supposed to be calling
I need some new ink.
In?
I'll be getting some new ink soon. I'm going to be all covered like this, my face, everything, right?
Yeah, covering your face would be a good thing.
It's a good start.
Yeah. No. That would be great.
Yes, it would be great.
Put a camel toe right on your forehead.
Oh, my God. Camel.
So anyway. What's happening on my toe?
Leo, you want to finish the story? We keep interrupting your story.
No, I thought he did already.
I forgot what it was.
With Twinkle, and then how she got you, and within a week, you...
Oh, yeah. She got me into a band, and all the people that I ended up meeting there through them, I mean, really, it was like, it worked out that everything was cool. I mean, yeah. It's I'm actually making a living at what I love doing.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people can say that.
Right.
You know? So I consider myself very blessed and very lucky that everything happened down there the way it did.
Right.
But I owe it to Twinkle and Tony and everybody that's in that community down there.
Right.
Because through them, I got to meet other people. And now, I'm working in three bands now. I get to work with Twinkle every Sunday.
Right.
I'm working with the Hubtones, which is a band out of Tampa.
Right.
Incredible musicians. Guys are amazing.
I have that over here, right?
And I just joined another band called Charlie Witt and The Bottom Line. Charlie Witt is a good friend of Greg Allman's. And he's an amazing guitar player. He's a great soul. And I just have a lot of fun. I mean, I'm really having a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
There.
That's the most important part.
That's the greatest thing.
And you're making a living.
Yeah. And the luckiest thing about it is, like, well, Nina's retired. She's happy as hell. She's got the house to be in. She's got the beach, which is what she needs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stay out of her hair. And
riding all year long.
With it.
And riding all year long.
Yeah, and the riding all year long.
That's,
and
that's the argument that's me and my wife have, because I want to move down to Florida. I'm going to tell you the two reasons what I love Florida, okay? First of all.
The villages.
Forget the villages. If you live, depending on where you live, even doesn't matter where you live, every weekend it can be a road trip. You can go to Tampa, you can go to Daytona, Miami, Key West, some place to go every weekend.
Exactly.
And yes, it does get hot in Florida, but sometimes in the summer it's hotter here than it is in Florida.
There are times that it does get hotter up here than it does down there.
You don't have to worry about potholes down there.
No, all the roads are amazing. The roads are
beautiful. I know. We did a ride last year, or was it 2 years ago? I don't even remember. We rode from Key Largo to Key West. Mm-hmm. That was the most incredible ride I've ever taken in my life. That was
amazing.
Blue water on both sides, 7 mile bridge, the 5 mile bridge, all those bridges just go. And the riding down there, I can't say a nicer ride that I could ever think of taking myself, because I'm not really like a mountain guy. Mm-hmm. I'd rather the water and the pool. So that is gorgeous, and nothing out here can compare to that.
Well, it's like I was saying. I mean, I grew up in Long Beach, so I was on the water all the time.
Right.
I mean, I worked in the marina for years. I was like constantly out. I was always on the beach.
Right.
And the area that I'm in reminds me a lot of where I grew up.
Okay.
So to me, it was even more of an attraction to it, because I was just like, wow, this is like, I feel like I'm back in Long Beach.
Right. You're on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And it all depends on what you want, too, because, I mean, like, the East Coast is a little more, it's a little more nightlife-y kind of thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's a little more glitzy. But the West Coast is really, I mean, as far as, like, talented musicians, places to go see music, places to ride, beaches to go to. It's between Sarasota and Tampa alone.
Clearwater.
There's over 200 clubs between Sarasota and Tampa.
Wow. You never get bored.
Never get bored.
That's what I'm saying.
It's amazing. It's a lot going on. I mean, yeah, traffic gets a little crazy sometimes, you know, as it gets towards the season.
But not like here.
No.
No. See, that's the difference. No.
I mean, I drove on the LIE today, and I was like, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Started getting the twitch again?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
The shaking at the steering wheel.
Yeah, Thank God there's a rental.
Seriously, I mean, the funny thing is that rental's got, you know, like lane sensors. And it's like every 2 minutes, it's like, and I'm like, really? You people got to come that close to me?
Oh, my God, that's funny, man.
I know, it's ridiculous.
But I definitely want to, I would love to live there myself. My other half over there is like, no, New York, it's too hot down there. Well.
It's funny, we call our area Little New York.
Yeah?
Because you would be surprised how many people that live down there are from this area, or Pennsylvania, or, you know, the tri-state area alone. Uh-huh. And a lot of them, you know, just kind of like took a chance and moved down there, and they never left. And I've met some people that have been there down there for over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, you know, and they're like some guys from Huntington, a couple people from Lynbrook, as a matter of fact. And I was like, what made you move down here 20 years ago? And they were like, we just fell in love with the place.
Yeah, man.
And it's, you know, I mean, it's not for everybody.
Yes.
I don't force anybody. I'm not saying, I mean, this is where I grew up. This is always going to be my home.
Right.
You know, but it's all depending on what you want, you know, and if it works for you, it works. Some people, it doesn't work for them.
There you go. I'm hopefully to be there one day soon.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we love visiting.
When we do our show in October, we should come join us.
That'd be fantastic.
We
would do it. Sure.
And
Nina.
And Nina. Yes, but you get away from the house and the beach and the dog. And,
we'll find a good spot to do the show down there. We'll
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, speaking of which, if ever you guys come down to that area, our house is open. Whoa. You guys are more than welcome to come there.
We're leaving tonight.
Really? Seriously. We get spare room, spare bathroom. There's a pool. Oh, the beach is 10 minutes away.
And I get to see my Nina.
And why are we still living
she
here?
Misses you.
And Dakota.
And Dakota.
Because we have our jobs here.
Well, see, I get that. You know, it's all according to your situation. I mean, if you're able to do it.
I'd love to jump right now anyway.
Oh, we have somebody calling from Nashville. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
What's up, Rizzo?
Hey, what's going on there, brother? How are you?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Settle down, Margaret. Margaret just got stuck to the seat.
Right. Sorry, Leo. I have to leave you now.
It's okay.
Justice calls
on. Don't leave, Mama Mayhem.
I know, Jason. Watch her flutter. Hi, honey.
So what?
Hi, darling.
We actually have some upsetting news to talk about because we're going to miss him because he's playing Wednesday night.
He's opening Wednesday.
And I'm really upset about that because I couldn't wait to see him play live.
We'll get to see him play live.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to get something worked out where y'all just going to have to just come down to a show and just spend a weekend and just eat some good old Southern cooking and drink some good old moonshine with us and just have a hell of a good time with Justice Colt.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be awesome. So, what's going on?
Man, nothing. I'm actually sitting here on the couch watching American Ninja Warrior.
checking
in on the show and everything, and just getting plans ready for Tennessee Bike Fest. You know, it starts Wednesday. We're opening. We're opening. We're the opening act for Tennessee Bike Fest this year.
Right.
And and that's still that's a huge honor for us. It really is. I'm so blessed that Geneva called me and said, Jason, we want you guys to open it. And in fact, I just talked to Geneva today. I'm going to be there all weekend, so I will get to see y'all.
Okay,
just
cool.
won't get to see us play. So,
okay.
All right.
Well, Geneva just joined
and everything.
In.
Yeah.
Who did?
Geneva. She said you can still jam at the campfire.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll have my acoustic there, and we can sit around the campfire and jam out and whatnot, and maybe crack a quart or two and see what happens.
Maybe crack a beer or two, yeah.
a beer or two? No. We don't drink beer here.
Uh-oh.
We do, but when we're at rallies, we drink other
good
substances.
Cider.
Other good.
We drink cider. That's what we drink.
Oh, boy.
Shine. I'm just saying so nobody knows what I'm talking about. I get very shiny when I drink cider.
Oh, yeah. you get real shiny?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, she's very like shiny, ain't shiny right enough. Now.
And she might have her new nipple by then, so you never know.
No, until October 30th.
Sorry.
A new nipple.
Yeah.
Premature
it's
nipple.
A long story. I'll tell you about it.
She lost her nipple to a beaver fight. That was horrible.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Horrible. No, it's so horrible.
Y'all are silly.
No, so, I know.
So how are y'all doing? How's everybody there?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm actually fighting a cold, if you can hear my voice.
Who cares?
I know.
I'm still tired. And, we played another event Saturday night in Alabama called Renegade Ranch Motorcycle Rally. And I tell you what, man, it was awesome, Wayne. We were there and we played, and the crowd was just, they loved everything we did. And I was out there promoting Tennessee Bike Fest as well. And some of the people that were there are going to come out to TN Bike Fest. And so, hopefully I'll get to see y'all and introduce you to some other good old Southern bikers. And, being that y'all are coming down south of the Mason-Dixon line, now y'all know that, that there are rules when you come down to this far, right?
And what's that?
Well, you got to be polite to each other.
What kind of shit is that?
Well, there'll be a hanging right when we get there, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Who's going to get, who are we hanging first?
The list is long and distinguished.
We're going to be having a good time down there, man. Some Southern.
I can't wait
food.
To see you, man. I'm going Wednesday to pick up the barbecue that I'm bringing for you. And man, I tell you what, Johnny, when you eat this, man, you're going to be like, holy shit, I'm moving to the South.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I got to agree with
you. Had me at Bubba. Yeah. So, we're looking forward to meeting everybody, man, and having a good time and spreading the love, man, of motorcycle brotherhood, man,
That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter where you're from. In our world, in our society, if you ride, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true.
And, well, I've got bad news. My bike will not be at Tennessee Bike Fest.
What happened there?
Is it getting fixed?
Well, I had some issues with it as of late. It was vandalized, number one.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, somebody decided to take liberty and key the every surface honed up real bad. What? And they took a key and went all down my fender, all down the front fairing, all along the gas tank, the back fender. Then they reached under the tank and ripped out the LEDs, cut the wires to them.
Wow.
So, yeah, they,
what the hell? Who would do something like that?
I don't know. But there's several of my very close friends that are very angry.
Oh, and, hopefully you'll find out who the person was. If it,
it might be the first of the hangings.
If it makes you feel any better, Rod won't have his bike down then either. So we're good.
Right. Uh-oh, what happened with your bike?
Don't have one.
Oh, well, see, then I got you. But, yeah, I took my bike up to the rally that we played this weekend, and my battery's dead. I got to buy a new battery. The battery's shot. So, yeah. So, trying to save a little money, I'm just going to leave the bike at home this go-round. So,
it's all right.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm used to
But I'll tell you, man, Johnny, if you're bringing your bike there, if I can get a battery, I may go ahead and bring it up there because there are some great riding roads up there, man. Up there around Chattanooga. It's gorgeous. Oh, absolutely beautiful. Tracy City and Chattanooga has got some of the best riding around in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get Johnny out there easily. Just put a stick with his ribs in front of him and he'll ride anywhere.
Exactly. So just hang a fishing pole and a rack of ribs on the line off the back of my bike.
That's all you got to do, man. Along.
He'll never stop, man. He will never stop.
See, y'all heard the story about how to get a stubborn horse to walk.
How's that?
Right? Well, you tie a carrot to the end of the stick, get on his back, and dangle it right in front of his nose, and he'll keep walking towards it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's Johnny.
Right. So. That's me.
Just hang barbecue in front of a stick. There you go. Yep. That's how we get Johnny to move.
I really don't like eating that much, okay?
Not that much.
Johnny, like I've seen pictures, man. I've seen you live on camera. I mean, man, come on now.
Dude, he shows up.
You're like me, dude.
Look, the camera adds 10 like pounds, all right?
The camera adds 5 burgers.
I must have triple E boobs then, I guess.
Really? Yeah, right. I mean, you're like me, man. If you put food in front of us, we're going
to
eat it.
Exactly. I'm supposed to do it. My God.
Okay. So anyway, we're excited about Tennessee Bike Fest. That's starting on Wednesday. Go to tnbikefest.com.
That's right.
You can also check out the Facebook page. Go to Facebook and search Tennessee Bike Fest. Also, go to Facebook and search Justice Colt.
There's
a couple of videos on there.
That's right.
Of stuff. You know, we added a couple more new songs that we're throwing out at the shows now. And I promise you, if all you folks out there listening, number one, really appreciate all y'all that have liked Justice Colt already. That means the world to us. And also, go and give Geneva a like and show her some love, because Geneva's a very good friend of mine, and she has busted her ass. Her and Dwayne both have busted their ass for this event to put this on for y'all and to get some of the best musicians and bands in the South to come play for you guys. Check it out. You're not going to regret it. I promise you, you're going to have one hell of a good time.
I'm sure. And we can't wait to get down there, man. We really can't.
So
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the show.
Oh, yeah.
You're always
man.
Welcome to call the show anytime you'd like. And we're looking forward to hanging out with you, brother.
All right, man. Looking forward to hanging out and doing a little partying with y'all guys.
You got it, man.
Sounds
you got
great.
It. Talk All to right, you guys. Soon, man. All right, bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
Take care.
He's got a great voice, man. Right?
Yeah, sorry, Leo.
I told you.
You're not around, so, you know.
You want to hear something interesting?
You're not around.
Stand up.
No, I can't right now. I'm stuck to my chair. I'm stuck. Stuck, man. I'm freaking stuck.
But you know what?
That is it.
Should I do my best Barry White?
I got stuck like that one time. You know why? I was sitting in 1940s brewing company. That's why.
You know, you mean you were sitting in 1940s beer.
Well, yeah, I was in a brewing company. Leo, you like drinking beer?
On occasion, yeah.
1940s, man, out in Holbrook, New York.
We should take you there.
Oh, yeah. It's a brewery that they make fresh beer every day. One of the best breweries out in Long Island, really? I think. Yeah.
Awesome.
You got to check them out. They're at 1337 Lincoln Avenue in Holbrook, New York. Go to their website. It's 1940brewery.com. Check them out, and you definitely love it. And also, in the heart of Patchogue, man, right in the heart of Patchogue, what do you got? The Village Idiot. And you want to eat some good food? The Village Idiot is a restaurant bar Okay. That I gotta tell you, the food. Right? How good is that food?
Food's great.
They have the steak tidbits. It has to be one of the best I've ever eaten. Ooh. It's not like normal steak tidbits. No. Okay, they gotta come in the bread. They have bread, but it's like I can't explain the sauce. It's like a teriyaki sort of brown sauce.
Like dressing?
Yeah, like sort of
like a marinade.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, Leo. It is unbelievable. I was there the other night and I got the macaroni and cheese bites, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, they're called wedges, I think they are. They're like the size of baseballs, hungry, three of them.
Really?
And I go, you know what? I'm only going to eat one.
Yeah. It doesn't
matter. And they ate all of them. So, I mean, and you know, that place is definitely great. They're at 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. Go check them out. The Village Idiot Pub. .com. Check it out. Anything else we have to promote?
Well, when everything is said and done, if you're looking for a good cigar, hit up Goodfellas.
Yeah. So,
that's right.
October 1st, we have DSnyder's Ride.com.
Oh, man.
That's Sunday, October 1st. Remember those rides?
Yes.
Yeah. Raising money for Melissa's Wish. Yeah, you can get all the information. Go to DSnyder's Ride.com. Sign up for that. They still have some VIP things going on. They're giving away autographed memorabilia. And I'm probably going to be riding with Mark Mendoza.
That's pretty
cool. He promised me last year. Did he? And I'm calling him out on the air. I know Lisa DiStefano usually does the ride with him. But he promised me that this year I would be riding with him.
I'm going to ask him.
Because then I could do live video.
That would be cool.
I'm going to ask him if I can ride with him.
You know how many times I got mistaken for Mark?
A lot.
What band were you in before you moved to Florida?
Lex well, I was with Lex.
No, it wasn't Lex.
Demon's Eye.
I was in Demon's Eye. I was in Hot Tin Roof. I was also in a heavy metal band. Well, I should say a hair band called Street Legal.
I remember you're one of those bands. I'm trying to figure out which one it was.
Those were my spandex days.
Oh, my.
I want pictures. I've seen pictures.
Oh, I'll send them.
I've seen pictures.
Unfortunately, now the spandex would be lucky if I fit it over my head.
Wow. You know what's sad is some people still trying to fit into them damn things.
I know.
I'm wearing them right now. That's why I can't stand up.
Hilarious. Yeah. I was like, stop. Don't do it. We're jeans, man.
There's a few from Long Island or down in Florida that, you know, I see pictures. I'm like, No.
Not good.
If I want to get a good t-shirt, maybe where would I go?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Why are you asking me that now? Our newest sponsor. She's such a dick. CNS Design. Apparel and Design. I'm pulling up the website now.
I thought maybe you were prepared with that.
I actually was not prepared for that because I forgot to get but the while she's pulling that up,
check out the Road Captain. The Road Captain is an app every biker should have. Right, Rod?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What does it do, Rod?
I don't know. You tell me, John.
Okay. What it does. It can plan out a whole trip for you and show you where all the great hotels are and the best roads to ride on.
And what
plus,
else?
There's a pothole finder.
Yes.
Plus, if you fall, like let's say you're riding by yourself and you fall into a ditch or something, it will alert the local authorities and they will come find you because it's going to show them where you are. Okay?
And how do they do that?
How do they do that? Because what's going to happen is there's a sensor in the phone, in the app, that's going to alert them because the phone is going to know that you're down and the bike is down. You're off the bike and it's going to know that you went down. And it's going to alert them and it will tell them where you are, pinpoint it, and they'll come save your ass. Every biker should get the Road Captain app that's coming out really soon. Or you can check out roadcaptain.com.
That's pretty cool because, I mean, it's better than being in a ditch going,
True story. I knew somebody who got.
I believe
hit,
it.
Hit on Sunrise Highway, way out, and it was in a ditch for like a day, and they finally found him, and now he was So yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. They got that.
It's a beautiful.
Yeah, that app is so important, and I think that's something major that you would definitely every biker should have on their phone.
No, everybody should. But our t-shirt sponsors. It's Shane from CNS Design and Apparel, which I did say correctly, but I didn't have the right link up. 631-448-7312. He actually printed our shirts that you guys saw if anyone was down at Indian Larry. We have a caller calling in.
Yes. Caller, you're on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem. Who do we have?
Hello, it's Geneva.
Hey. Geneva. Sorry, Geneva, my voice is shot today. And yesterday and the day
That's
before.
That's okay.
I
get it, man. I've been there. So I figured I'd make my last call in before I see you guys live in person.
Yes. Cannot wait for that. I got a question
for
you.
I'm so excited. Sure.
Will you be able to play our song live for us?
Are you going to be able to eat?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Okay.
I'm, the Kennedy's
there's
gun
your
sign.
Answer.
I'm eating so fast you won't even see it. See that? I just ate a rib.
Yeah, we will. Even if I can't remember the words, I'll remember the phone number.
Johnny knows it.
Don't worry about it. I know in my heart.
Johnny will drink enough
we
and,
don't want
he'll,
him singing
and he'll
it.
Say
I
it.
I want to get up on stage with you and sing it with you.
Well, you go for it. You do it every week anyway. Why not?
Yeah.
Bring you up, have you do it live with us. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool. Jason to call in. Man, that was so cool.
Yeah,
Jason.
Jason's
I love
a good
you,
guy.
Brother.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a
I
great
know he's
guy.
Up there listening. He and I have been talking every day, and we're both so excited to get to hang out with you guys. That's why I chimed in and said, yeah, we got the campfire because, you know, guys, we got some parties planned over there at your campsite. I don't know if you realize this or not, but we got a lot of people, special people coming just to meet you guys and me, you know. I mean, it's like we have this connection, this thing that we've done online for a while in relation to Tennessee Bike Fest that's put a lot of people together that wouldn't be together normally, and we're kind of having like a live meeting reunion type thing at your campsite.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
So I can bring like a big rig that happens to have a sleeper cab in it and stuff. That's fine. Would that
honey,
be in there?
Honey, you bring whatever you want.
Okay. Just checking.
Just leave your hair dryer at home.
I don't have all mine.
Yeah, I got to find a hotel over there. I've been looking for hotels. I got to find a hotel.
You could maybe I'll put you in the back with the dog.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And, you know, and there's plenty of place, too. I mean, it's a very large venue. I mean, there's all kinds of places to camp out. And we're trying to ask people to please, whatever they do, stay on the campgrounds, even if you don't have a spot.
Right.
Find a friend and stay there. Do not drive. Please do not drink and drive out of the there. And we're going to have checkpoints too at the gate because we are not going to. You know, we don't want people to be dangerous. You know, security is the number one issue for us there.
Okay.
We don't want anybody to leave the grounds drinking and stuff like that. And of course, there's going to be some damn drinking at Tennessee Bike Fest. I mean, that's what we do. We have fun.
And that is an awesome thing that you guys are going to have, so no one drives, you know, rides and drinks, or, you know. But you know what?
Well,
since I will have a car down there and my motorcycle down there and my wife who does not drink, so I am in luck. All right?
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, Mama Dukes, you met Sherry, our merchandise lady,
yeah,
right?
I did,
Sherry Freeber Bishop.
Uh-huh.
She's going to have her jewelry there and also... She's one of my best friends, but another good thing about her, she doesn't drink. We get drunk, we party our asses off at these shows that we do, and she drives us back to the hotel.
Nice.
And I love her. I love you. If you're listening, Sherry, thank you for that.
That's
no,
awesome.
No, she's great, and I love how she customized your shirt that I have, the one when I was down in Florida with you guys, you know?
Yes.
That was amazing, too.
Now she'll be doing that also with our Bike Fest shirts, and of course we're going to have our shirts and other bands merchandise and stuff is going to be there too. So if anybody requests to have it personalized like that, Sherry will have her scissors, and you know she'll be there available to help out, bling some folks and make them look pretty.
Okay, cool. Maybe we'll bring some shorts down for you guys too. We'll have our Motorcycle Mayhem shorts, and then she can do her magic to a couple of those. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And also, bring some stickers.
Yes.
I've known you guys forever, and I don't have any stickers.
Okay. We have new ones.
Yes, we will.
I made them so they're round and they're weatherproof, nipply. And they can be substituted for pasties.
And
so,
that happened
for all
this
week. The ladies. Yeah, I actually kind of did that up in the mountains this weekend.
I heard there was a couple of girls walking around Big Mountain.
How come we didn't see any pictures of that?
I know. I'm waiting to get those pictures.
Where?
Of you.
Big Mountain.
Nobody's got those pictures but me, honey.
Well, share. Share with your fans.
You don't know my friends. They don't. You know, you ain't got nothing.
Who said it was you?
Don't be lying.
You guys, I've listened to the whole show this evening. I've really enjoyed it. Oh my God, they're a comedian.
Oh, did you like him? Oh my, do you know, like, we all grew up with him.
Oh yeah.
This is like a New York Long Island thing. We all grew up with Jackie. Yeah. So, yeah, I have some interesting Jackie stories that I can't say on the air right now. But when I tell you, when I see you in person, I'll tell you. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
All right, baby.
He's a funny man. We love you. Cool. Say hi to Dwayne for me, okay?
Love you too, guys. I'm packing everything that I own. I'm putting it in the RV.
Okay.
And I might throw some stuff out the windows and stuff because I might have packed too much shit. You guys, please be safe. And prayer for all of our hurricane victims, guys. They're still going through all the damages and stuff like that. And now got quite a few friends in Florida and many of them in Texas. And it's tough to listen to their stories and stuff, man. So just everybody keep them in your prayers for us.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, we will, for
Thank
sure.
You,
and I'm going to finish packing all this shit. And figure out if I can fit a box of crackers in there. When
You'll be able to do it. I have no doubt that you cannot do that. You could.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that van, that RV. You can get it in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Geneva, thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you, guys. Y'all be safe, and we will see you soon.
You got it, sweetheart.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Yeah.
Take care, Geneva.
So you have to do a quick shout out.
Ooh.
He said, welcome home. So say hello to him because he's watching.
Say hello to your little friend.
Hey, Jim Barr. Thanks very much, man. It was funny. I saw you yesterday. It was great. It was like it freaked you out too, and I know that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I
was just. I planned this about a couple of months ago, and I told no one.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that knew were you,
right?
And my friend Rusty. And it was just great seeing all the reactions. It was just like, oh my God, Lex, she goes, I'm going to cry. I was like, you go right ahead.
Crying in front of all those bikers yesterday.
She was actually crying.
Wow.
I was like, you know, and I was like, don't cry. But I was like, it was cool.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to go around and haunt a few other people before, you know, because I know some of them probably aren't watching tonight or because I'm trying to keep it on the down low. So I'm just going to go knock on the door and just go, hey, I need a room. I need some place to stay.
Hello.
I'm homeless.
I need to sleep. No,
do you have any food?
Yeah.
You know,
they would do that for sure.
Yeah, no, I know they would.
No, they definitely would.
There's a lot of my family up here too that I love and miss, and I really wanted to come up and see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I really am.
And we're gonna go a la carte after
a la
this.
Carte.
We're gonna go see Dina and Tom and Klaus. They're all they're all chilling and waiting. For your arrival.
Wow, I haven't seen them.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Long.
It's going to be cool. We're having our own little family reunion here now. And I just want to give a special shout out, sending love and prayers to Richard Szymanski and his family. Everyone on Long Island that knows the situation knows.
Yes.
So just wanted to say that. And Johnny, you got any?
Say happy birthday to my buddy Vinny Palizzi, 50 years old. Happy birthday. And, of course, everyone that's helped us out, David Hayes, of course, Angie Bean,
mm-hmm.
Kip Kotler, John Frew, Jane Morris, and, of course, Wayne Penix.
Yeah.
And so many more. And Kim Roden, right?
Yep.
And thank you all to the Mayhem fans for bringing us over the top, for hitting that 3,000 mark. And
yes.
For all our new members that signed up again for the Live to Ride, Ride to Live group, which has got over 1,000-plus members right now due to
over 1,200.
Yeah, with David Hayes and all the hard work he's doing. Yahoo, Fat Daddy Rabbit, and his sidekick Laura. Yeah, no, I think he's doing something. He was trying to chime in back and forth. And of course, Aaron Waller. Yes, Probably Rod will do another stick review. You guys should message each other privately and figure out what you're going to do. But I know he's got the cigars that Leo brought with him.
Yeah.
So message.
Love to see you review them.
Hook up with Aaron. Red Wolf, thanks for listening in.
Can I give a couple of quick shout
outs? Yeah, do it.
All right. Please.
Nina, I love you. I'll be home soon. Thanks for doing this and letting me come up here and like get my yayas out.
Yeah.
Twinkle, Tony, Lenny, Benny, all the guys in Mad Beach Mafia, which is also Twinkle also. All my brothers in the Hubtones, all the guys from Charlie Witt and all them and everybody else that's down there that has been supportive of me. I love all of you, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Hey, we thank you for coming, man. It's an honor, man.
Thank you so much, Leo.
It really is an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
Lots of fun. So we're going to end the show in a couple of minutes, and I got a lot of requests for some more Arrival stuff. So.
No, you didn't.
I did.
He sent it to himself.
No. How did you know? You saw that?
Dawn, so, did he really get requests for a Revival?
So we're going to end the show, and I will play another Arrival song on the way out.
You want to let Dawn know that?
Can you do me a favor, John, right now? Shut my headphones off.
No, some of them are good.
Maybe Leah wants to hear it, my old band. You listen to it and tell me what you think.
I'm always open to
We actually were pretty good. We weren't that bad. But anyway, you know what? From Rod, Margaret, and Leo, and myself, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight.
Thank you.
And yes. You guys rock. You guys are awesome. Every one of you is. And also, one more thing I almost forgot. If your bike is dirty like my bike is, what would you use to clean your bike?
Stripper juice.
Stripper juice. You gotta get stripper juice. That stuff is good stuff. Even if you put the stuff on your bike before you go out and get it all dirty, you just hose it down and the bike will be spotless again. So get the stripper juice, and where can we find that? It's
stripperjuice.net.
.net.
He just posted the link.
The sad part
on
is that he has to actually hose the bike down.
So, you know?
No, that's good.
Exactly. You know,
I'm hungry.
Biker Trash Nation and all the other great groups that are
Cycle
out there.
Cycle Source, Strip Club Choppers.
I love my Harley, No Rules, man. That's an awesome group also. And definitely check out Live to Ride, Ride to Live. Okay? And on that note, everybody,
well,
have a beautiful night, a beautiful week, and we'll see you next week.
We're out.
Back on.
It's a two-wheel thing! Ow! Stay tuned for some Arrival.
Now tell me what's wrong. I believe.